Tough night off, surely, Tom. You know, we were always very aware of the quality that DCU had on their ranks, you know, and they're seasoned campaigners at this level. They're, you know, they're in the top two or three for favourites every year they go out, and look, we're still very, very new to the competition. And but look, it's still a very, very tough lesson for the boys in terms of how you get punished for elementary mistakes, and you know how good players will punish you when you're not, you know, really pristine in what you're doing. And I think that was what happened in the first half. You know, there were a couple of, you know, possible dubious refereeing decisions, I think, that, you know, led to the first goal, and then you know, and they just, any sniff they got, they really punished us. And look, you know, that's just the way it is.
You were in bother at half time, really, because you played against the stiff breeze and driving rain, and they were 2-9 to what, 1-3 up. Keelan McGrady got the goal, a great goal.
Great goal. I look, we did kick some lovely scores, and you know, a lot of boys out there, you know, we didn't have a lot left in the tank. You know, Jason's had a very tough week.
But he got game time in his legs.
He got, well, he did, you know, and probably against medical advice, to be fair to him. He shows it on there. He probably shouldn't have been on the field at all. And, you know, he's the captain of the team, and credit, massive credit to Jason for trying to soldier on. And we held him as long as we could. And, you know, and the likes of Ryan, them boys have played 3 and 4 games in the last 4 or 5 days. And, look, so it's been a tough week for them. And, look, we did look like we lacked energy, and they looked a lot sharper and, you know, slicker than we did. And, you know, that's just the way it is, you know.
And I suppose with forwards like Larkin O'Dell and Rob Finnerty, you're always going to be in bother.
Oh, geez, not to mention Corbett from Cork, you know, another fabulous player. And
you
look at the subs they had then as well, you know, it's frightening. But listen, that we knew that were coming down tonight, and you know, that didn't fear us. We felt we had a chance, and you know, I think. But look, it's just a really tough time of year, and you know, it's hard enough, and then the club under 21 competition thrown in the middle of it just really tightened the screw and probably zapped whatever bit of freshness and, you know, bit of training time that we would have had was kind of, you know, taken away from us. But look, that's taken on away from DCU. They were just a far superior team tonight, and hats off to them.
Yeah, still in the competition. Have you anybody to come back into the team?
Yeah, oh, Jesus, I will. With 4 or 5, whether they can come back or not in a week's time is questionable. But yeah, look, we talk about the frying pan into the fire. Look, we head for Jordanstown now on Tuesday night, and you know, they'll be licking their wounds after getting beat tonight. So that's not going to, you know, that's not going to make it any easier for us. It's just going to get harder.
Who were you hoping to have back?
Well, you'd hope that maybe Jack Gallagher from Glenswally might be right. Rory Donnell will be touch and go, but there's a small chance. Players like that, you know, you'd hope to have Jason in a bit better condition than he would have been tonight. And Carlos O'Reilly's another player with, you know, potential to be back. More unlikely than likely, but look, these boys all would be a help to your situation if you had them. Ronan Frayne missing tonight as well. So listen, look, that's just where it's at, and but less on the agenda for these boys in the next 7 days. So, you know, they might be a wee bit fresher than they would have been tonight, maybe.